Sadiq Khan's Housing Design Advisor Brands Traditional Architecture Offensive. By Jack Montgomery on March 27, 2021. Sadiq Khan's housing design advocate has denounced traditional architecture as offensive and said it harks back to oppression. Dina Bornot made the remarks on social media in response to a post featuring a new house in the Georgian style shared by the Create Street social enterprise, which often promotes traditional designs and street layouts. The fortress style slash display of wealth resonates through time. I wonder, is it starting to resonate just a little too much for a lot of us? Imperialism starting to look, well, offensive? Just a thought, she declared in a now-deleted Twitter tirade preserved by the Guido Fox political blog, before clarifying that she was talking about offense caused by colonialism, which arguably goes beyond offense. She went on to complain that the alleged replica approach taken by the building's designers stifles cultural debate and that defining it as beautiful was politically troubling. If beauty harks back to oppression, we are on very dangerous ground, she suggested. Bornot's remarks on the Greco-Roman-style classical building left some social media users perplexed, with one asking her if she was referring to the oppression of the Roman Empire. I was actually talking about the Georgians and British colonialism, she shot back. But their style harks back to the Romans, of course. We all knew it wouldn't stop at statues, groaned Save Our Statues campaigner Robert Pohl. Georgian architecture found a defender against Meir Khan's advisor in the form of former Country Life editor and history of architecture graduate Clive Eslett, who denounced her remarks as part of the statue-toppling agenda that tars the country houses of the National Trust as products of an economy which condones slavery. Modern architects never give up. Even though Georgian architecture, with its magnificent squares, handsome streets and well-proportioned, flexibly designed houses, is hugely popular with the public, the avant-garde of the profession hates it with a passion, Eslett lamented. This style of Greek religious buildings spread around the Mediterranean, was adopted by the Romans, exported through their empire, preserved by Byzantium, revived in the Renaissance and adopted by British aristocrats, whose education consisted principally in the reading of Greek and Latin texts, he explained. Why are they so attractive? Because of their orderliness, their approachable scale, and the satisfying rhythm of the repeating elements of Dorcas and sash window. He insisted, rejecting Mr. Bornot's characterization of the style as the architecture of oppression. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.